side of the street.
See, everybody who just got in your cars,
a pit of
your whole mood just changed.
And that happy,
it's like having a back massage. You can feel the tension leaving.
So
that's what this show does for people. We're here to relax you. Laughing is relaxing. Because once you finished a good party
laugh. Mic's on.
Dan, I know it's on. That's another bit. We don't, that's the bit we do when we pretend we're talking about somebody.
Don't look now, but there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
Yeah. It's for you, Dan.
If I never
your mic's on.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Will he ever get it?
Gold dust at my feet.
I don't think so.
Your mic's on.
On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody.
He's cracking himself up. That's all that matters.
No, I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, it worked for Red Skelton. Red Skelton laughed at everything you said. I tell a joke, and I laugh as loud as the person I'm telling it to. I can't help it. I still think it's funny. So welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. That's what we call it. Because it used to be really large. More people in the room. It used to be on in the morning. Now it's on in the afternoon. It's the large morning show in the afternoon.
And we've all gained weight, so it's still large.
Still large, that's right. It's also the fourth day of April, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Someday I'll get that right.
Yeah. So,
Dan, did your band play this weekend?
No, we did not. I played hockey this weekend with the Detroit guys who were in town.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When do you go to Canada again? To act like you're going to play hockey so you can go to the strip club.
Yeah, that's in August, usually.
Okay. This is the part we call the Burke segment, ladies and gentlemen. I had a teacher in high school named Jack Burke. Terrific history teacher. Because it's a one-hour class, the first 15 minutes, he let the students talk to him about anything they wanted to talk. It didn't matter how the Cardinals doing. Did you see that thing on TV last night? 15 minutes exactly. And on the second, he'd say, let's get down to business. And then we had 45 minutes of real, real history. And this is the guy that I remember shocking the class when he stood up one day at class and said, all right, let's get down to business. Can anybody tell me how the Kennedys got all their money? And then some hands went up and some people said, John Kennedy was a senator. I think his family owned some land in Massachusetts. He goes, no, next. And several people, he says, they were criminals. And I'd never heard anybody come out and say the Kennedy money was criminal money, which it was. Joe Kennedy was a bootlegger. But that was back in the 50s, 60s. You know what I'm talking about? Nobody said that. They it's like nobody talked about Kennedy's girlfriends. It was a different time back then. But when he said they were criminals, I remember coming home telling my parents, did you guys know the Kennedys were criminals? And then I tried to explain to them what I was talking about, but they, I don't know.
Everybody else, they saw them as, you know, like revered.
Jackie and Jack, and oh, they lost a child. Oh, my goodness, a miscarriage or whatever. And Camelot, they called it. Yeah, they were supposed to be the perfect couple. Far from it. Far from it. Eisenhower, same thing. But I think some presidents have a built-in defense. For example, Bill Clinton. All he has to say is, well, just take a look at Hillary. I mean, you go, okay, you get a pass. Mamie Eisenhower, FDR had a girlfriend. What can I say? Take a look at Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
All right, now I know that's sexist. Don't write me. Don't email me about it. I know it's sexist, so I already know what you're going to tell me in your email.
Sexist.
Well, that's sexist.
And superficial.
It is superficial.
Yeah.
And so are we. But
yep.
Here's the thing. That doesn't excuse it, but I think a guy is probably more likely to be interested in it and have some other stuff on the side if his wife looks like a basset hound.
Mm-hmm.
I just do. Or looks like a woman wearing an oxygen mask, which is what Eleanor Roosevelt looked like. She looks like she had an oxygen mask on the whole time. Those big-eyed masks. Clinton, yeah, Hillary. I don't want to talk about politics, but appearance matters with male candidates. John Kennedy, pretty good-looking guy. Bill Kennedy, apparently women thought he's a pretty good-looking guy. Barack Obama, nice-looking guy. I think usually, if you look like Steve Forbes, you're not going to get out of the first round.
No.
Because you just are not appealing in the way you look. And I know that's sad, but it's true. I got to thinking about this.
But money makes a guy a
more attractive,
more
to
attractive,
women.
Yes.
Okay, but we're talking about politics and why people vote for people.
To me, all of these current top people that are leading, they're all...
Well, Cruz is a decent-looking guy.
No, to me, he looks very strange.
He looks like a parrot, kind of like a parrot.
He looks like a cross between Grandpa Munster, Bill
and
Murray.
Roy Rogers.
And, yeah.
He has a very odd look. And, of course, Trump has that odd hair, orange...
And that orange face.
Skin. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but let's shift over to Hillary. Now, this is not a political discussion. Let me make that clear. Mm-mm. This is a discussion about looks. Do you think Hillary would have a better chance if she looked like Sarah Palin?
Yes, I think so.
I wonder, though.
Yes, if she was able to...
Well,
I think
so. I don't
know. Yeah. I think so.
With guys, she would, for sure.
Yes.
With other women, I'm not so sure, because right now Hillary's look with the pantsuits and everything else, that portrays her as being a tough woman and a no-nonsense woman, and I'm not putting up with anybody's crap.
But I think it would be, it's an interesting question if she didn't look like that. Because Hillary, and you can write me all day long if you want to, but what I'm about to tell you is true. From a man's perspective, there's nothing attractive about Hillary Clinton.
What about Bernie Sanders? I mean, he appeals.
He's not. I mean, what are you going to do with a 79-year-old guy, though? How?
Well, now wait a minute.
He's 75.
I've seen some guys in their 70s. They were very. How old is Mitt Romney? He's a very distinguished-looking guy.
Probably early 60s.
Well, okay. When he's Bernie's age, he's not going to look like that.
Bernie Sanders is what?
Oh, Romney's 69.
74 or something like that.
but Romney. I mean, Sanders reminds me of a newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
He kind of throws his clothes on. I don't have time to comb my hair. And just goes out and does his thing.
He appeals to people in college. I mean, the younger generation, he appeals to a lot of those people.
But that's the message. It's his message that appeals to them. Not so much his look.
Mm.
Free college, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of that. See, now we're starting to become political. Does anybody, as Mr. Burke would have asked, have anything to say?
I do. I have something to say.
I'd like to turn it over to Dan Strauss. You know his credentials. We don't need to go through them. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As I said, we played hockey over the weekend with the Detroit guys, and they came in town. And years and years ago, we used to all get together, and we'd talk about, hey, let's go. What are we going to do this weekend when we finish playing hockey? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? Are we going to go to strip clubs? Are we going to go to this bar? Are we going to go to that bar? And talk about our kids. Now we talk about... aches and pains, surgeries. We talk about grandkids now, and we talk about colonoscopies and everything else. And
that's what happens.
So it's morphed into that. But one of the guys came into the locker room yesterday, and Peon swears that we may have talked about this, and we may have. But this guy starts reading a report from the University of New York, and they did a study, a medical study, that says, and I have to be very careful about how to say this.
I want to see how you're going to say this.
Is this a black-white thing?
No. That orally, oral pleasure, especially a guy to a woman.
Receiving it?
Yes.
Or giving it?
Giving oral pleasure to a woman will help prevent very large diseases like cancer and heart disease.
That is nonsense.
Some other things.
Now that is complete nonsense.
You think so?
Well, absolutely.
Well, they did the study and said it's...
Well, did you read the study?
Yeah.
You read it?
Yeah.
Where'd you read it?
I read it in an article. It says from the University of New York. You can Google it.
That if you please a woman orally...
Mm-hmm.
It lessens your chances for what? Cancer?
Yeah, it will help prevent cancer and heart disease.
Ladies, you've got a chance to save some lives.
Yes, darn right. Darn right you do.
Hey, boy, come on over here and let me save your life. Here's what you need to do. Now, are there any statistics on the other way around, like guys getting pleasure? Probably not.
No, they didn't say anything about the guys, but I would assume that there's vitamins that we've heard and other things that works well for women.
What?
What are you talking about?
Vitamins that, you know.
No. Question was, a man receiving pleasure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Are there any health benefits to the woman?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that we've been told that there are vitamins that come out of a guy.
Protein.
Yes, protein and different things.
I can just see vitamins, like Flintstone vitamins, flying out of a guy's wiener.
Proteins.
Proteins.
Yeah, that's what they used to call it, protein, back in the 50s. Medicine is and health and all is very, very interesting. It's something you never talk about when you're 25. It never comes up in conversation. It's nothing. Unless one of your buddies in a skiing accident or something, went to Colorado, had busted my leg up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it doesn't come. Now, when you get past 50.
Oh, yeah.
You can't be with people and have it not at some point turn to, hey, how'd that MRI come out, Bob?
I know.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's getting an MRI. Somebody's getting a knee replacement. I remember, don't tell me, Brian, who has been a multiple traveler on our trips, at 39 has had both knees replaced.
Yes, yeah.
Now, that's a big common deal, is the knee replacement, but it's true. And every time I get with people and we start that, I just go, stop it. Stop right now. Look what we're doing. Look what we're doing. This is a nursing home conversation we're having.
I know.
This is what the people at the nursing home are doing right now. Let's not do this.
We get off the ice. We just played hockey for an hour and a half. We get off the ice and we go out and everybody's having a few beers and talking about stuff. And then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, yeah, I had knee surgery last week or last year and this is happening. And then my back hurts and this is going on. And
well, I can tell you, your hockey days are numbered, buddy. That's a very tough thing to do, play hockey. That's hard on you.
Well, they videotape us now, and somebody says, how come the videotape's in slow motion? But it's not.
No.
It's running at normal speed.
Well, that's us. That's our escape. Did you have anything else?
No.
Peon, did you have anything?
I did, a couple things.
All right. This is Ian Geis, everybody. I call him Peon, and you can, too. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was on assignment on Friday.
Well, that's right. So,
I enjoyed that.
Double Maybe, secret assignment.
Hopefully some more assignments will be in my future. But we went to City Museum, and I took Archie there.
Isn't he too young, though, for that?
Most of the stuff. They do have a toddler area that has, you know, smaller things where they can, you know, kids his age can run around and do some things. But for the most part, yes. And I had forgotten because I had went years ago with my niece.
I had went. Hold on.
I had gone. Sorry.
I have a
tough time with gone and went. I had gone years ago with my niece and nephew. And the amount of work that I know that guy, the guy who created it, died, unfortunately, and he was building a new thing up in North County. He was building a concrete land. It was going to be like a an adventure park for adults.
That was just a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can really see his vision when you really get in the nooks and crannies of because that City Museum, you can just start crawling anywhere. I mean, they're just tunnels and unfortunately, with people my size, it's best for kids but the problem is if you have like a 4 or 5 year old and they want to start crawling, you have to follow, you have to go along with them. And some of those places you can get in a tight, tight spot.
Yeah, I would never.
And you either have to retrace your steps back where you came from or try to find another route to get out. So yeah, it's.
You look like a wuss in front of your kid.
But when they're in the tunnel and they go through, do they come out at a totally different?
Oh my
spot
goodness!
In the place?
Yes, you can come out on a different floor.
Yeah,
I mean they're like 3 or 4 floors, and I think it's a giant brick old building. I think it used to be a diaper company or something. Or it's, and the amount of work that guy did, I can't think of his name right now, but the amount of work, I mean, he poured concrete caves inside there. There's a cave system where you can walk through. Just the amount of metal, like rebar and different kind of metal bars that turn into cages that you can crawl around on. I can't even fathom how
like
much
me
work.
And you're not a visionary. We can't
exactly.
see stuff.
My
like
brain
that.
Doesn't work that
this
way.
This guy can look at a building,
a blank building, and go, "I know how I can fill this out in multiple floors." And I think there's a 4-story slide that goes through every floor. And yeah, it's just really neat. And I can't wait till. Unfortunately, the older I get, the less I'm going to be able to follow Archie as he gets older and can do more and more there. But so that was fun. And then what did we do? Oh, Saturday we went to the Botanical Garden, and they have a children's area that just opened up that weekend. And then yesterday we went to Purina Farms. So
Hey, that Purina Farms, I'd never been there till last year.
Oh, yeah, I told cool. you about nice. That to take your grandson. Yeah.
Nice.
And yesterday was the last day they have like a spring, you know, like 3-week festival where they have all the baby, you know, baby chicks and, you know, all the spring related animals. And then we got to watch a dog show. Those dogs that they have a really nice new dog show facility that's outdoors where it's like an amphitheater where everybody can sit and watch. And then those frisbee dogs are just, I mean, they're all muscle.
How does it not knock their teeth out?
I don't know. Well, normally the frisbee is going away from them. They're chasing it, you know, and jumping up in the air to grab it. So most of the time it's not, you know, directly
opposite
at
direction.
Their face. Yeah, opposite direction.
The guy's name is Bob Castley or Castley.
I think I think that's close.
Yeah.
But he was a vision. Like, he had that brain where he was a visionary. And then the last thing I have, once a year, I go over to my cousin's house. We have this tradition, WrestleMania. I don't follow wrestling as much as I used to, but still, for the WrestleMania is like the Super Bowl of the WWE. And so last night that was it, and
was it pay-per-view?
Yes, pay-per-view, yes. Any guess as to what it costs now for WrestleMania?
Oh, WrestleMania?
To pay for the pay-per-view?
Yes, a one-time charge. If you sign up for their online network, that's $10 a month, I think you get it for free. But just a one-time purchase of WrestleMania.
I'll say $75.
I was going to say $50.
Oh, you guys are right in the middle there. It's $60.
Wow.
But coming home, my cousin lives up in North County, and I usually go home through Hall Street. Anybody that knows Hall Street runs parallel to 70. And
we used to drag race there when we were.
That's exactly what I was just going to mention. So leaving last night, I was probably on Hall Street about 10:30, 10:45, and I get to a certain point, and you see all these cars are parked on either side of Hall Street. They're waiting. I don't know what time they wait for, maybe 11 midnight. But they're all waiting there to drag race. I go, you hear about that. You hear about those motorcycle.
About there for years.
Yeah, you hear about those motorcycle guys that do it. And then, I remember old stories on Hall Street of people, but they still do it. And it was kind of frightening for me because I'm just trying to get through there to get to Highway 70.
But since everybody knows it, why aren't the cops there?
Well, right as I was turning onto Adelaide to get onto Highway 70, there was a St. Louis Metropolitan Police SUV getting ready to make a left and go down Hall Street. But what is he going to do? With there's 200-300 cars.
Well, they won't. They usually, somebody will probably look out. That's what used to happen.
Yeah.
Is there's a lookout, and then now with cell phones and everything, they'll call and say cops are coming.
Wow, you know what? I think it's kind of great that they're still drag racing. I know it's stupid and dangerous, but it's just
Americana. There's a lot of seedy characters that I was looking at along the way. You know, they're not the most. I hate to paint drag racers in a certain light, but they're not the most upstanding citizens, I think, most of them, because, they're obviously not concerned with breaking the law. I thought of that one police SUV going down Hall Street. What was he going to do with all
maybe he was going to drag race. Maybe he was going to get in on it, and they had an SUV category.
Oh, man. But it freaked me out a little bit because I didn't know if people were getting ready to race and I'm stuck on the street and, going to have two cars.
Coming at you?
Yeah.
They probably thought you were there to enter the race because you do drive that hot Yaris.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My 80 horsepower 4-cylinder Yaris engine.
Look out, he's here. No, forget it.
Do you have anything else?
No, that was it.
I don't know if we have time to do this. I hope we do. We don't need a lot of callers for this. I'm looking at this article about people who are virgins in their 30s, 40s, even 50s. And they interview some people. For example, here's a girl. She says, I was a Christian until my early 20s, so I didn't sleep with my boyfriend at the university. Otherwise, he'd have been the first. I recently fell in love properly for the first time. Man I'm with is older and damaged after a difficult divorce. Our relationship is moving slowly. Bottom line, she's still a virgin. Here's a woman. Let me see if this is a woman. Oh, it's a man. He says, I'm still a virgin because of my crippling social anxiety, probably due to my large facial growths. I was bullied by girls as a child. It took a good 20 years before I got up the courage to even get out and mingle. I've never had a relationship go to that level. Being a virgin is not something I dwell on day to day. Occasionally, though, I do wonder what I'm missing. It seems that sex is something our society is obsessed about, and even though in reality, I believe everybody could live without it. And then others, I'm a virgin because, well, how about this? The reason I'm a virgin is that I'm very well endowed. The ladies in my life have found it really hard to relax when he takes the big monster out. I've been intimate in other ways, but I've never actually experienced, you know, the I-word intercourse. So here's what I thought I'd do.
I feel you, brother.
If you're listening and you're a virgin, we're not going to make fun of you. That's not the point of this. You can use a fake name. Why do you think you're still a virgin? Because I have to tell you something. At some of it's religion. I mean, there are religions that say if you have sex and you're not married, that's a sin. That's a big deal sin. So I kind of get that, although most people, even in those religions, they still do it anyway. Like the Catholic Church, you're not supposed to use contraception. Millions of women in the Catholic Church are on the pill, use contraception. So if you're a virgin and you're over, let's go for 40 or over. I'm just be interested. We'll have a talk. Why you think it is you haven't been able to hook up, I guess, as they say now. So we'll get some business out of the way. Come back and take your calls. First Community Credit Union. That is where I bank. That's where I do all my banking. And I'm going to apologize in advance. I have in my throat what feels like a piece of cotton that has been stuck there for over 3 weeks. And no matter what, I can't get rid of it.
Do you think it's allergies?
That's what somebody told me. I had three people tell me they thought that's what it was.
I've never had allergies problems in my life until a couple of years ago. And now all of a sudden, I get the same thing.
Same
the tickle
here.
And it's always confusing
if you got a cold or...
feels great. This is the opposite of that.
Oh, yeah.
Feels great, coughs. We define a joke where the punchline is, feels great, but coughs. We will write one. So I apologize in advance for that. But I want you to know that it's an open invitation. You are always more than welcome to become a member of First Community Credit Union. That's what we're called. Other banking places, you're basically a number at a lot of them, but you're just a customer. You're a member. And the old American Express slogan, membership has its privileges. Well, it's still true. And even though the membership is essentially free, it's $1 for every account you open. Wait till you see what all comes with that. And most of what comes with it is just flat out really good service. People who work quickly when you need something done, rates that are competitive. And they're also exclusive sponsors of the yard sale, which many of you heard last Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. All kinds of reasons. Think about it. Go in, visit, have some popcorn. They have 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you got a couple of things going on right now. Downtown on northbound 55 near Park, you've got a crash that's blocking the two left lanes. Big backup there. Also on westbound 70, an accident just before Lake St. Louis Boulevard. The left lane is blocked there. You also have the right shoulder, and traffic also has you're backed up approaching Bryan Road. Looks like on eastbound 40, things are really building up between 141 and Mason. You do have a crash blocking the left lane both directions on Route 15 east of the Route 13 split in Belleville. And then they were just clearing a crash now on Lindbergh at Tesson Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or maybe even adding a new one to your home? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living, Inc. This weekend, it's the Deck Expo. Outdoor Living, Inc., they do it every year at I-44 and Big Bend. They're going to introduce you to over 2,000 square feet of decks, gazebos, and pergolas. Reps from all over the country will be there to answer all of your questions and to introduce you to the newest materials. Combine all of that with great design and free food, door prizes, and the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. You'll have a great opportunity to learn everything you need to know about your new deck. They also have fencing, outdoor grills, Trex patio furniture. It's all right there. Outdoor Living, Inc. Say hi to John and Jim from the Inside Out Show starting at 11 this Saturday. It's the Deck Expo at Outdoor Living on Holmes, right where I-44 and Big Bend merge. Call 966-3325 or check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Henry and George are neighbors, surrounded by all the wonders of nature. Henry made a wise decision and called Terminix to protect his home against termites. Unfortunately, George didn't call Terminix. Terminix gave Henry a free termite inspection and protected his home from future termite invasions.
Oof.
But George didn't.
Uh-oh.
Don't be like George. Be like Henry and protect your home with Terminix, the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. Call 1-800-300-0322. With over 85 years' experience, Terminix will stop those damaging invaders in their tracks. And with our ultimate protection guarantee, we can also defend your home against future invasions and the damage they may cause. If they come back, so will we. It's your home, not theirs. For a free termite inspection, call Terminix at 1-800-300-0322. That's 1-800-300-0322.
Ultimate protection guarantee not available on every plan. Limitations apply. Call for details.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-618-9929. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-618-9929. That's 1-800-618-9929.
We're here with Ron Amlin, organizer of the upcoming St. Louis Business Expo and Business Growth Conference, April 12th at the St. Charles Convention Center. It's the largest business-to-business trade show in Missouri. It is free to attend. So, Ron, why should an individual attend the event?
The show is designed to provide entrepreneurs, business owners, and key employees months' worth of valuable contacts in just a few hours. For no cost at all, guests can meet key contacts that can take their businesses and careers to the next level.
Oh, yeah?
They can also attend one of the many free seminars and the speed networking event.
So tell us about the seminars. What'll be covered?
The seminars are all focused on how to improve your business and your career.
That's pretty cool.
The seminars range from how to supercharge your sales, how to build a marketing plan for your business, how to use the web to grow sales, and much more.
How can we register to attend?
The show runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or to register online, just visit stlexpo.com or call 314-569-0076.
What is that website again?
stlexpo.com.
The rules for claiming your Social Security benefits, they're about to change, and if you don't act now, it could cost you a small fortune. Don't miss America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Our latest addition to Appliance Discounters is our Factory Certified Service Department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under-warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our 6 locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, to anybody holding, thank you for holding. I didn't give the numbers out, so I will when I finish sending business people to Huber and Associates. We'll take your calls. Our topic is this: if you're 40 or over and you're still a virgin, we are not interested in making fun of you, because quite frankly, I understand how that can happen, why it can happen, and apparently there are lots of young people, especially women, who have decided no sex till marriage. I'd like you to hear a lot of that stuff in the 50s, but to hear it today, so I don't know what sparked that movement, but how do you criticize that? You can't. That's fine. That's great. And I think it's wonderful if you're able to do that. But we want to hear from virgins 40 and over. 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS, or from any cell phone, *KTRS. While you call us with your story and why you think it is that you might still be a virgin, again, not to make fun of you, just because I think it's a great topic. It's interesting to me. I have a company called Huber, H-U-B-E-R, Huber and Associates. Here's what they do. Here's what they've done for over 28 years. They help companies solve problems using technology. And in today's world, I don't know how else you could solve a lot of businesses' problems, but who's going to do the solving? Just you? Probably not. You need a great IT partner. And that's Huber and Associates. And there are several ways they help their clients succeed. One, reducing costs. I told you recently my sons are in business together. One son went to the other one and said, hey, I found a way we can save $20,000 a year. And my other son said, oh my goodness, he looked at it, it made perfect sense. Boom. That's the kind of thing we're talking about, only using technology. They can increase productivity. They can help you and give you the tools to optimize the IT infrastructure at your enterprise, your business, your company. They're an IT solutions company. Okay? Lower costs, strengthen customer interactions, increase productivity. It's all good. Employees can work faster, work smarter. You need an IT partner. You need to talk to these people. Everything you need to know is at their website. The website is teamhuber.com. If you can't remember it, you can always go to francopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and even though, well, they are a sponsor, and just scroll down. It's all alphabetical. There it is, Huber, and a link to their site. Go take a look at what these people do and what they could do to help your business, Huber and Associates. All right, one more time for the numbers, then we're going to take a call or two here. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, from any cell phone, *KTRS. And I have a feeling we're not going to get a lot of calls on this, because there's something about saying I'm 40 or over and I'm a virgin that's almost like, ooh,
stigma,
and,
yeah.
And I don't know why that is, really. Brian, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Are you a virgin?
Not anymore, but I was when I was 40, and I haven't done anything since my wife passed away.
So you were 40 or over 40 when you lost your virginity?
That is correct.
How old exactly were you?
40 years old and 1 month.
Okay. Why do you think you were virgin that long? Is it religious? Or you
no,
just...
it's very simple, actually. I was 18 and she was 17, and my first girlfriend, and we were playing while we were naked. We did not have intercourse, but, you know, we played. Things happened.
Yeah.
You don't have to have intercourse for your sperm to get in there.
Wow.
We thought she was pregnant. It was the worst panic fear I had at 18 years old, to think I got a girl pregnant and I wasn't ready to have a kid. And so that, it didn't show up and everything, and so that, finally it did, like a month later.
But that situation right there scared you so badly, you didn't have sex till you were 40.
That is correct.
Wow. How long has your wife been gone?
She's been gone 5 years.
And how old was she when she passed away?
She was, I think it was like 53.
Wow, pretty young. Can I ask what happened? How she died?
She had a disease that screwed up her body. And any day, it could shut, like you tell the heart that you're beating too fast when it really wasn't. And then it could, you know, like slow the heart down. And then she'd have to be rushed to the hospital. Or, you know, it says your kidney's doing too much of this or too little of this. And
that has to be tough. I mean, you were young when you lost her. And you were married, what, 5 years?
8 years.
8 years, and she's been gone 5. Now, what's your great fear now? Because I would imagine most of the women you date.
It's not a fear. It's just that I had a relationship. It was a nice relationship. I feel that it means more in the relationship than just sex.
Yeah.
So I'm not just, you know, if it's just a sex, then it just, I don't know, I just don't get turned on.
Do you date a lot?
No, I mean, I just started, actually, within the last year. You know, when you lose your wife, there's a lot of things you don't do.
Yeah, how do you go about that? What route are you taking dating-wise? I mean, because that's got to be a tough thing, too, to be back in the market like that and try to figure out
what is
the best way to meet somebody.
I started by joining grieving groups and church groups.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that way, a lot of the people already know you. A lot of the people know your stories.
Yeah.
You know, so you try to get going and some, but, you know, if I haven't developed a relationship, I just don't feel comfortable.
No, there's not a thing wrong with that. I admire you for that. Dan, you had a question?
Yeah, I was going to ask Brian how old he is now.
I'm 53.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. You'll find somebody and sparks will fly, I hope. Let us know. If you call us back one day and you go, woohoo, we'll know what happened.
What happened, exactly.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye.
Now, like I said, we're not going to get a lot of calls about this, even using a fake name. And isn't that interesting? It's something you probably should be proud of. In this society, they look at you like there's something wrong with you or something, like you're some kind of weird, what, you're 40 and you've never had sex? What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with him, usually.
You remember the girl, I can't remember how long ago it was. Her name was Melody?
Yes.
That we were setting up with a date and everything?
And we did.
We set her up with a date and everything. I saw her Saturday night.
Really?
We were at a place, and there was karaoke going on, and we were with some other people, and she walked up to me and recognized me and said something, and she said that didn't work out with that guy. So she's single again.
I will tell you that the way I was brought up, it absolutely was a sin if you weren't married and you had sex. And now, and I kind of blame Hollywood for so many things being acceptable that were not acceptable before. For example, all these stars having a bunch of babies with different people and they're not married. The people who look to these celebrities, they go, well, shoot, you know, I want to be like them. I'll do that, too. It's no different than a kid smoking because he finds out that his favorite athlete smokes or chews tobacco or something. You know, I want to do that, too. So I do. I kind of blame Hollywood and television for making it seem. Look at shows like that, 2.5 Men, Charlie Sheen. You got a different girl in bed every night. And so if they see that and they think, well, this is a big hit, this must be the way of the world, I'll just live like that too. The great fear, though, he mentioned an interesting fact. A jillion years ago, when many of us were teenagers, the number one fear, first of all, we never heard of AIDS, okay? It didn't exist. Pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you were afraid, because that is your worst nightmare. She's 16 or 17 or whatever, comes to you and goes, I think we got a problem. Now, let's see you sort this one out. You're going to get married? What are you going to do? That's a big one. And then we went through the whole AIDS thing, where that was the, whoa, AIDS. That's no longer as big a fear because of all the treatments and the, you know what I'm saying, people can be like, right, Magic Johnson, be HIV for 20 years and not turn into full-blown AIDS.
Yeah, but then there's other diseases, herpes and
we still got gonorrhea, we still got syphilis, still got herpes.
Yeah.
And I guess all you can do is if you got that, you try to seek out somebody else who has it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, you got herpes? Hey, me too. Let's get together. Why isn't there a website, a dating site like herpes.com?
There is. We talked about it the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Are you
serious? There is an STD-positive,
Well, that must have been a Friday. I don't remember that.
No, I think, it was all the different webs, the dating websites we talked about.
So people who have syphilis can get online and hook up with somebody else who has syphilis?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That makes sense, because your choices are pretty limited. Once you get past a couple of dinners, you start getting personal and asking questions, and he says, by the way, I have gonorrhea.
I do, too. Let's get married.
I do, too. Yeah, I love you. Oh, man. You're the one for me. All right, quick bit of business, and Jose Hernandez will join us. If you have any tech questions about what TV to buy or what's wrong with my computer and why can't I get this to do that, and when I take pictures, blah, 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 technical, electronic stuff, he's the guy. And it's free advice. You don't have to belong to some. You don't have to buy a policy like Apple Care. You know what? The Apple people, it's like they're like NASCAR. They found so many ways to make money. Apple Care. Buy AppleCare, and then you don't have to work. So, yeah, like everybody else, I did it. Well, there's no AppleCare. There's no fee. Jose is free. He'll be here after the news in the 4 o'clock hour. Amini's. Amini's in the middle of a couple of things. They have a tent sale. They did this past weekend. That went pretty well. If you see tents out front, it probably means there's some real good deals under those tents. The other thing they're doing is they're selling Oriental rugs. Now, I'm not sure when Oriental, you know, became politically incorrect when you're talking about Asian people, but it's still perfectly correct when you talk about the rugs. There's a company in town that went out of business because the owner is very, very sick. So he went to Mr. Amini because he knew Amini's had the biggest, the best selection of Oriental rugs and handmade rugs, and said, would you liquidate my inventory? And they said, sure. So they took the space next door of a place that was called Treasure Rooms that's no longer in business. So Amini's has temporarily rented that space. You're talking about 5,000 rugs in an 11,000-square-foot setting next to Amini's. And I'm talking about palace-size rugs. You know, we're talking like that huge dining room. Runners, that's not like a hallway rug. Round rugs, contemporary, traditional, antique rugs. That when you see them, you go, how can that be antique? It looks brand new. That's the beauty of a handmade rug. So 60 to 80% off. Good luck ever finding this, probably the rest of your life. It's all at Amini's, right next door. Always look for the tent. Folks, patio furniture, this is the time. If you're ready for the best of the best, Amini's. And I've left out one other thing, and I don't want to leave it out. Take your kids to Amini's, because while you look at things like they're not interested in, like rugs, they don't care about that. Maybe lighting, they don't care about that. They'll play arcade games, pinball. And Amini's is more than happy for them to play those games because they sell those games. Aminis Copper Dome. Under a Copper Dome right in the middle of Chesterfield Valley. Amini's. Amini's.com.
Meet me.
Time for another check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, some good news. They cleared the accident downtown on northbound 55 at Park, so traffic is running slow from about the ramp of 44 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 70, you're going to hit the brakes right around Earth City Expressway. It'll be slow from that point through 94, and they're still working with the accident and near Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Only the right lane is getting through now, and traffic is slow from about T.R. Hughes. Also, on westbound 44, things are slowing west of Grand through Hampton, and eastbound 40 downtown, you're slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars. Trust Staples. Low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. We're live. We're local.
What is-
does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-432-0256. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-432-0256. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-432-0256. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-432-0256. 800-432-0256.
Did you take your medicine today? I'm Medicine Shop Pharmacy owner and pharmacist Jerry Callahan. Non-adherence, or failure to take medications as prescribed, is a major problem, especially for patients taking medications for chronic diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure. Non-adherence is forgetting to take your medicine, not taking medications as they're prescribed, or simply just forgetting to fill a prescription in the first place. If you don't take your medication as prescribed, what happens is the doctor is going to increase your dose or add another drug that you really didn't need. So ask your Medicine Shop pharmacist to synchronize all of your medications that you take every day so they get filled the same day each month.
Visit any one of the 20 metro area Medicine Shop pharmacies, including...
Come and visit Alex Bateman at Chesterfield Medicine Shop, located in 141 and Olive.
Come visit Jane and the pharmacy staff at the Medicine Shop at 2386 North Highway 67 in Florissant. We offer durable medical supplies and rental with free delivery.
Come visit Mike and Vivian Buddy at the Medicine Shop in Columbia, Illinois, across the street from City Hall.
Need parts for your forklift? Call AD Lift Truck at 314-389-1700 for parts for all makes and models. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed. Limited time offer, participating KFC's, tax and substitutions extra.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.